Welcome to the Tech Inclusion Podcast, featuring voices of inclusive innovation, hosted by Juliet Roy.
Tony, can you introduce yourself and explain what is your role at your company?
Absolutely happy to. So, Tony Williams with Comcast NBC Universal, and I have a really fantastic role over at the company where I get to manage strategic partnerships, primarily with the African American and progressive communities, to really look at how our company can work with these different populations, different cultures, different groups, to promote diversity, inclusion, promote collaboration and partnerships.
Great. So what are some of the biggest challenges you face in your organization with regards to diversity and inclusion?
Actually, working with Comcast NBC Universal is really a fantastic place to sit, because while we are new to the tech space, you know, we have been a telecom company, we have been a cable company, and so you have some of those bones and some of those experiences that we are able to bring in from the media side of the house as we grow into the tech space. And a core element of that has always been diversity and inclusion. So one of the things that I think is really fascinating are the lessons that our tech side is taking from, if you would, the traditional side of the house. And so that comes to making sure that you have a diverse slate of candidates. When it comes to understanding that, you know, your workforce needs to reflect the cultures that it serves. When it comes to procurement, which is something that people often overlook, I think that we have had really great experiences doing that from the NBC side, from the Comcast side, so that when we get over to this tech space, as we move into that, we're able to draw from that. And so, you know, I think the challenge is to continue to import those lessons, but it's also a really neat place to be, because at the same time that you have folks who are trying to figure it out in the tech space, you have folks that have done it in other sectors that they can draw from.
So you're also trying to learn from other industry than tech.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's really about that. It's how do you take lessons from other industries and bring them into tech in a way that still allows tech to have that nimble innovation, but also brings in and infuses it with that diversity and inclusion that we have seen in other industries.
So what concrete solution would you like to see implemented in the near future?
Wow, there's so many. Picking one solution, one thing to focus on when you talk about diversity and inclusion in the tech space is hard. But if there was one thing that I would really like to see all of us get behind, it would really be getting behind STEM education. So in a way, I look at STEM education as a gateway drug. Whether it's as a city, as a company, as politics, or as an education system, we all have an important role to play in making sure that the next generation has the skills that are necessary to be part of this tech economy. And too often today, they lack those skills. And primarily, the folks who lack those skills are low-income, minorities, people from rural areas. And the folks who have those skills are Caucasian, wealthy, often from suburbs. And so, of course, then the industry begins to start to look like the folks who have been trained to work in that industry and what that looks like. And so when you talk about concrete policies that can really disrupt that and change that, first and foremost is STEM education. And it's something that no one person can do or no one company can do on their own. We've seen great investments in that on the community investment space. But, you know, you also have to have a real dedication to that from primarily our state and local and city leaders who really control our education systems. And so to me, the biggest change that we can do, the thing that will have the greatest impact, is for us all to come together to work on STEM education.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you like what you heard, please visit changecatalyst.co/podcast to learn from more leaders and entrepreneurs making a difference in building a more inclusive world. Thank you for listening.